from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. After a two-month pilot project, Timmins Transit is eliminating the new Route 101 from Spruce Street to Porcupine, returning to the former Route 16. General Manager Marcel Cote says it's a combination of input from riders and a drop in the number of available drivers that results in 16 returning next Tuesday. What's not being scrapped is microtransit, which Cote calls convenient in South Porcupine and Porcupine.
We're going to leave it in place, but we're going to reinstate the 16 at the same frequency it was before because it services a more area in Porcupine and South Porcupine.
The hours of operation of Route 16 will also return to what they were before. It's a boy. Mayor Michelle Boileau has announced the birth early Monday of Felix Francis Morish. He's her second child with husband Andrew Morish and a baby brother to 4-year-old Rosalie. Felix came into the world weighing 8 pounds and 3 ounces and is 20 inches long. Baby and mom are both at home resting. Councillor Corey Robin is acting mayor until December when it moves over to Councillor Andrew Marks. Remember to have cash with you when you run this weekend's Sunday errands. Firefighters will be at 4 locations in Timmins asking you to drop some into a firefighter's boot. It's the annual activity to raise money for muscular dystrophy. Timmins Professional Firefighters Association MD committee member Andrew Skinner says local firefighters have been involved in the charity for 54 years.
All the funds go towards research and mobility equipment for those affected by muscular dystrophy. To date, we've been able to raise over $150,000 since 1970.
Keep an eye out for the firefighters between 9 and 1 on Sunday at McDonald's, Metro, Walmart, and Canadian Tire. And the full expansion of the province's integrated employment services includes our region. By early next year, the Northeast will be one of 15 regions offering the program that connects job seekers, including those on social assistance and people with disabilities, with rewarding careers. Collège Boreal is the service system manager for the Northeast. Officials say nearly 200,000 people have been put on a path to a job through Ontario's integrated approach to delivering employment services.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.